Last time we spoke, we were in the middle of seventh prerequisite. The Kochan. The Yisporech L'Kiyesh L'Chol L'Havaya Sheba Olam Hazeh Me'etzev U'Mikra Gvul Yadua. Everyone thing has its own specific Gvul. L'Yosef L'Yigra. And he touches upon, because the Kodesh Avavis touches upon the fact that there is absolutely nothing that a person can do to change what is nigzar. And everything in this world is nigzar. So, I want to just for a little bit, I'm not going to give it this full treatment. I'd like to just discuss two concepts. One we already started discussing. In the tremendous tension that a person can feel, or can understand, can perceive, to try to understand the relationship with the Tochen and Hishtadlus. Being by Teach that everything is Min HaShemayim, and whatever a person is going to have, whatever Gvul, whatever boundary is there, is its boundary. And the Chavis HaVavis is going to bring the Pasuk a little bit later, in Koheles, L'Kol Zman V'Eis, L'Kol V'Eis, L'Kol Chepes, Tachas HaShemayim. Everything has its time, everything has its place. So the question, of course, is, let's not even discuss a person who's a businessman. Who one person could work very hard in the business and maybe not so do so well, and some person could hit it big in a second. So a person maybe over there could see that not necessarily does the shadows have a direct relationship with it, but be talking. There's a famous story, actually. I was going to try to tell the story over. I actually went to one of the yeshivas. Somebody told me from now to do a certain yeshiva. I've never really been there. I happen to know one of the Magid Yeshiva. And the bachur that they gave me for me, the bachur I saw, it was not the quality that we were looking for, really. It was a different type of a bachur. It was a bachur that was not for us. And the Magid Shir came over to me and he said, I'm sorry if, you know, he realized that it was not subzak. So I told him all the story. They say in Brisk, they say about the mice that happened in Slutsk, I believe it was, where the Beis HaLevi, right, the Beis HaLevi, was the Rav, and there was a big fire. A tremendous fire going on. And everybody's running in the street, and they're this, and they're that. And they run into the Beis HaLevi's house, the Rav's house. They run into the Rav's house. Say, Rebbe, and they see the Beis HaLevi sitting there with a cup of water, like a washing cup of water, and he's pouring the water on the floor. Say, Rebbe, what are you doing? What's going on? He says, Shteit and Chazal, Mayim is Mechaba Esh. Water puts out fire. Mechatesi, you have to put the water on the fire. I'm pouring water. The fire will go out. The kachav, the fire went out. This is the story they tell in Brisk. Okay. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. But they don't tell it about me. Or you.
I leave my Gemara open in the basement.
Oh, your timing's very good. You're going to see exactly why we should put you in the mouth. You're valid. Half of it. So, thanks to Zoe. The Hishtadlus is, and we're going to see, he's going to discuss this in a couple of weeks, we're really going to get into this. That why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, that it seems that there are we spoke about this whole idea of a causal relationship between my action and the outcome. But the truth is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that it looks like that. But we have to realize that that's not true. We have to realize that it only looks that way from you guys. So the question that one can ask is, okay, so let's say I work by the hour. I make $40 an hour, $50 an hour, $200 an hour, whatever it is. Okay? I'm a lawyer, I take $250 an hour. Okay? I work 10 hours a day. I make $2,500 a day. And if I kill myself and I work 14 hours a day, so then I make $3,500 a day. Yeah? Well, I'll do my son, right? That's what I did, right? That's it. Well, probably. No, $250 an hour. For 10 hours, it's $2,500, right? For 40 out of 4 hours, it's $3,500.
That's right.
Okay. So, how could I be telling you? Okay? How could I be telling you that my status has nothing to do with what I'm going to? It's clear. My paycheck is going to be. The man's going to have to pay me another $30. He's going to pay me another $1,000 a day if I put in an extra 4 hours a day. Right. So obviously, I'm in control of how much I'm going to make. Okay. One can answer this question, discuss this in many different ways. But before we discuss, I'm going to discuss it in two ways. Before we discuss, we have to realize that this is really an exercise in the theoretical. Because the fact is that if you're going to make $3,500 a day, you were going to make that $3,500 a day. The question is how you're going to make it. Right? It's theoretical. I can never prove to you that you weren't supposed to make $3,500 otherwise. Or I can never prove to you, there's no control in the experiment, right? You always make an experiment, there's a control, and there's the variable, right? But you can never prove that, right? If this year I did work this amount of money, I make this amount of money, I work less next year, I make more money, or less money. You can never prove that. But the exera was that year, whatever it was, nigger and shemayim that I should make, I'm going to make. But I'd like to discuss this in one of two ways. First of all, something we touched upon last week. The fact that I made more money doesn't mean that I'll keep that money. And if I work less, right, that doesn't mean that I'm going to ultimately end up with less, because maybe I'll have less expenses. And if I work more, maybe I'll have more expenses. And we gave the different mishnah, everybody can give their own mushroom, you know. Where, you know, all of a sudden this expense happens, and, you know, they'd be great, and they're like, oh, I have those money, and all of a sudden the boiler goes, right? It's $5,000. Goodbye. I could give myriad examples. It's not really. That's one way of understanding. But the fact is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a very big scale upstairs. He has many, many different ways, okay, of sending you parnasa, or taking away from you. There's certainly an overriding zerim or mila of what's going to be and what should be. That's Aleph. But I'd like to discuss a medrash, two medrashim back to back, in Parshas Pekudei, and perhaps a yisoid, I once heard from a very flush of a yid, a yisoid that comes out of this medrash. I'd like to read two medrashim to you. Maisa the Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, Shebo Erev Shabbos, V'lo Yoyeloi Me'on L'Hispanos. Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta came in Erev Shabbos, he had no food for Shabbos, he had nothing for Shabbos. What was he going to do? Yotze Loi Chutz Min Ha'ir, he went out of the city, V'Hispalo L'Fnei L'Lekin, V'Nitan Loi Eben Toivim Min Hashemayim. He didn't spell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a stone, a precious stone came in Hashemayim. Nisana l'shulchani u'pimes oisav shabbos. He gave it to a money changer. He gave it to someone to change, give value for this precious gem. And he had Kabbalah to put together tremendous. He had beautiful shabbos. Omra ishtoi mehechan elu. Where'd you get all this food from? Omra lo mimashe pimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First one gave it. Omra in Einat Oimeli Mehechohen, Einit Oemesko. I'm not eating your Shabbos. If you don't tell me where you got all this food from, they didn't have money. Well, so they come home with these provisions. Where do you get it from? His Chil Mesaper. They started telling him. Omar Lo, Kach Nispalalti L'Tmeo Lekin, Benita Dun Hashemayim. I got it by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it was given to me by Hashemayim. Omra Loi Einit Oemesko, Mashe Toimel L'Shitach Zirud Bosh Shabbos. I'm not going to have anything on Shabbos. Well, she promised me that somehow you're going to get this stone and you're going to give it back to Shemai. Unbelievable measure. That's zero Masa Shabbos. Omar lo lama. Why? Omar lo yachterotze shihei shulchan chachaser b'shulchan chavarach amalei. You want that your table should be empty, loss of love, and your friend's table is going to be full, loss of love. And when you come to Shemai, you all know the famous Gemara in Pinus. What the Gemara discusses, right, how what a person takes in this world, sometimes that's on the fleshman of the next world. Okay. So, Holak Rav Shimon Baridiyah Maisa L'Rebbe. Rav Shimon Bechalafta went to tell Rabbi Yehuda Anosi. Omar Lo Leif Emar Lo, you tell him, right, Im Shulchan Kachos Serani Amalena Mishalim. If your Shulchan is a Mechosel, I'll take it. if we're going to come to Shemayim, and your shulchan is going to be less than my shulchan, I'll fill in the blanks. She said to him, "Okay, I hear what you're saying, but I want to go with you." Omra loy Rebbe, v'chiroi adam taver lost l'adam haba. Who said l'adam haba? We're going to be able to see each other. Everybody's in the wrong world. Loy kol tzadik v'tzadik, have a loy olam v'atzmon. Everybody's in the wrong olam, everybody's in the wrong world. And the Medrash says, "Kivan sheshama kein palach v'hiksa." When he heard this from his wife, he went and he was master of Matzah Shabbos. He gave back to the Jew Matzah Shabbos. Whatever that means, but Chazal say that by saying Omru, Hanesa Akron HaYakosha Ben HaRisha. It was harder to give back the stone, right? But to give back the stone to Shemayim, whatever that means, than getting the stone. Before we touch exactly what we're saying over here, I'd like to read another Medrash. The Medrash says another very important Medrash. Maisa B'talmud Echad, Shav Shimon Ben Yechai, Sheyotza Chutz La'aretz. He went to Chutz La'aretz, Uba Osh. This is something that's very negeya to certainly to Bachram and Yeshiva to hear this Medrash. But it's negeya to all of us. It's negeya to everyone. Shimon Ben Yechai Talmidim. There was one Talmud who decided he's going out to work. He decided he's going out to work. He wants to go make money. He goes to Chutz La'aretz and he comes back with his gold watch, and he comes back with more hashpitz, and everybody walks to the yeshiva, everybody's looking, oh wow. Right? He did well for himself. Okay? V'hoyim ha-talmidim ro'ayin ha-yisu mekanim ro'ayin. They were jealous. V'hoyim mevakshim hein lotzeis l'chutz l'aretz. All of a sudden, there was a run, right? All of a sudden, the Bachram decided, you know, maybe it's not a good thing, go to work, do well. The Yadar of Shimon, realized this, he found out what's going on. V'yitziyam l'bikam. He took them into a valley. V'ka'akas, shal'bnei m'ray. V'hispalam l'indah. V'omar bika bika. Valley, valley. Mil'i dinorei zohov. Fill yourself up with golden dinner. His chila ma'shekas dinorei zohov. All of a sudden, the valley fills up with golden coins, dinner. Amalam in Zavat and Vakshim, you want gold? Harezav, Lulachar, I get curious. Elohev Yoidim, Kol Mishim Noitel Akshav, if you take it now, Chelko Shel Olam Habohu Noitel, She'ema and Schar HaTorah Elo Olam Habohu. You should just know that the real Schar, especially for learning Torah, is Olam Habohu. If you take it now, you're going to lose the Schar of Olam Habohu. When a person says, in Eshiskaya, a tiskak liyem acharay, the person is going to laugh. The yem acharay is going to realize that one who has foregone the physical pleasures in this world, those pleasures in this world. So, loss of love, I give that. These are two midrashim back to back. Now, there's a question one has to ask. Before we ask the question, the person has to realize. Just a little bit of a marshal. But Yisrael Salanta used to say that this world, Olam Hazeh, is like an expensive hotel. What does it mean it's an expensive hotel? Well, if you go to the Palestinian on the corner over here, King's Auto, you buy a soda, right? Or you go to the soda machine here, of course you're $1.25. Sometimes you'll have to put $2.50 in here, two sodas. But the Maisa, it's not too expensive. Right? You go to the lounge of the Waldorf Astoria. Right. It's $12, right? So you can come from to give you a wedge of lemon that you can't use, maybe. Okay? That's $12. What's the trend? You're taking something in this world. If you're taking something in that hotel, it costs you more money. A person has to realize when they take in this world, right? When they're getting in this world, it's an expensive hotel because you're paying with very, very hard currency. You're paying with the currency of loss and love. And this is a difficult thing, Rabbi say. The truth is, this concept is something for very, it's something beyond me. Because, you know, listen, if there's dinim zav there, right, you know, it's going to be very hard not to take the dinim zav. And there's a lot of pleasures in this world that are mutadika pleasures that, if they're available to us, we'll take them. I'm not discussing that. That's a concept that's, you know, to discuss this idea that we should be ascetic in some way and give up from Tainu Gerolim Hazeh. We're not holding it yet. We're holding by believing in God, trying to figure out what we're doing. But so I want to discuss another part of these midrashim. L'chayra, this midrash is very difficult. I don't understand. They wanted, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai said, they came, they want to go to work. They want to make money. They're going to go to Chasorah to make, they want to go to work. Says Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, I'll make it to the dinner come down. You want the dinner gold? They take the gold. Well, listen, we're not looking for a nace. We're not looking to daven to Shemayim and Moshe. We'll go to work. So what Reb Shimon Bar Yochai showed them is not really commensurate with what they're looking for. What they were looking for was this guy going, and Al Piderech HaTeva, he went to work and he made money. Right? So we want to go do that. Why don't we basically should do that? We're not looking for a nice nigla, right? That we should go into the bikkah and say, bikkah, don't leave it. L'chaim, what it says in this midrash is the following. I heard this from another Gadol. Both these midrash. It is possible for a person to force HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand. Listen to this, a very difficult, very, very interesting thing. You can go and work your head off. Right? And it's not going to help you at all. It could be that you would have made, if you wouldn't have worked your head off, you would have made $2,500 a day. And now you had to work on it, you're going to make $3,500 a day. But those $1,000 are very expensive $1,000. What you're doing is you're forcing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand to give you more. If you work more, and I'm going to discuss what it means, working more, and this is something that everyone has to decide on his own, okay? And decide on his own with rabbinic guidance, with the chlal, with his families, with his family in mind. We're going to discuss that in a second. But if a person will, it's possible that a person could put in more hishtablus and taka make more, but he wasn't supposed to make that.
Make more than was mitzvah?
In other words, it's a difficult point. But the meaning, right? In other words, you could, just like over here, it wasn't really mitzvah that they should have this money, right? But he went in his mispawel, and he created a situation by the tefillah that there was more money. You can take that money, right? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's almost like he's going, he's not changing the gzera, but he's adding to the gzera, right? So, but that money, you should just know, that's coming from a place that you might not want to take it from. You might not want to take it because it's very expensive. It's expensive.
Line of credit.
That's really what it is. It's a very good marshal. It's a Kivalik marshal. The line of credit, right? And sometimes it's toxic debt. Right? Sometimes it's a very, very important point. So the chat is like this. Him standing in the big, if you're not supposed to walk out of the base medrash and you go to work, you might make money, you might do very well. But you're paying rebegel for that. You're paying little amount of that. And that's something that we have to understand. It's something that's not so posh, it's difficult, but something we have to absorb it, to think about. Okay, but we have to realize that such a thing is possible. Now, I want to talk about another aspect of forcing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand. And that's something we discussed last Shabbos I was here, which is the idea of doing something unscrupulous. Doing something, keneged HaTorah, doing something not honest. Stealing, cheating, lying. You see, a lot of people make that money. They do very well. Right? It's written in many places that a person can force a bunch of folks in that way. You could do that. That's like a shot as a person can do. A person could cheat and he'll make money. But you should know that money is not coming from a bunch of folks. That money is coming from a sitra'ah. That money is coming from the other side. And a person should know that is not money that a person has any simen bracha from. It's not moist of simen bracha. It's moist, it's not simen bracha. And if you recall, we spoke out of that HaGoyle and simen shimen ches in Shulchan Aruch, and Chesh Mishpat, simen ches, if you remember on Shabbos, where he said, Ani koisiv zois l'dayris. He talks about fooling a goy. He talks about being mata a goy. Fooling a Gentile and making money, I don't know if you were here when we discussed it, it's mutter. According to many shittas, Tali Sakam, if a guy makes a mistake in you and you benefit from it, it's mutter. Fooling a guy according to some shittas is mutter. Stealing from him is not mutter. Fooling is mutter. And what did the Baruch Hu write? And he calls it zayis l'dayros. That I've seen many people who made phenomenal amounts of money this way, but they never kept it. And they buried that money. And b'chlal, this man said it's pretty easy to see how easy it is to bury a phenomenal amount of money. Not so hard, but to bury phenomenal amounts of money. The point I did not make when we were talking on Shabbos 2 weeks ago was that Baruch was talking about fooling the guy. What do you think he would write about fooling the Jew? Taking advantage of another year. That's something we have to understand. That's moist from the Sitra Afa. That's moist that doesn't have growth. That's one other aspect, in a theoretical way, that a person could see someone being mishtadl and making more money. That's a shtadlus that he's not machuiv to make. And this is something that everybody has to understand. That a person has to do mishtadlus. The level and the amount of mishtadlus is something we're going to discuss in a few weeks. We're going to discuss this within the Chavos Havaros. But I want to say one thing. There are two things that a person has to know for the Shtaglos to make Parnosa. The first thing is, the Shtaglos that a person has to make has to be mutter. It can't be something that's connected to Torah. It can't be something that's not proper, not ethical. That is the first thing. The second thing a person has to know, this is a Yisoid in Shalach by the Selekim, and that a person has to allow in his Shtaglos he has to allow time and space for Avodah Hashem. And this is something that's a very important thing. He has to leave time and space to be tadavim, to learn, for his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so many people get so consumed in their pursuit, in their Shtaglos, that they don't allow the time, they don't allow their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the relationship with their family. Time for their children, time for their wives, time for loved ones, and time for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person has to know that he's not mechuyev to go and sacrifice that for his parnos. And fakir, it's wrong to sacrifice that for his parnos. That is what I would like to discuss just regarding that, regarding what we discussed in the Mishnah, the two possibilities, two of many possibilities, in the theoretical sense, how to understand that Mishnah does bring about more. One, we don't know the whole cash, there's a big balance sheet. Two, it could be a person who could force a Kodesh Baruch Hu's hand. But I wanted to, what's the aside we're coming out with the Mishnah of others? That at the end of the day, the truth is, it's really one and the same. I don't know if you realize it. Maybe I'm making myself clear. It's really one and the same. What we've added to the equation is Olam Haba. The point is that what's supposed to be in the overall scheme of things is not going to change. It's not going to change. You're going to take it from here, you're going to take it from there. You're going to get, right, famous marshal from the Chavetz Chaim. Right? The first thing, famous marshal from the Chavetz Chaim, the person's going to have to open, he has one business, he's going to open a second business. When he opens that second business, so the boy corresponds to the thinking about the second. He says, listen, you have a barrel. He said this much already. You have a barrel, it's full of oil. Right? You put one spigot in the barrel, so the wine is going to come out of that spigot. Right? You put another spigot in the oil. What's going to happen? Some wine come out of this barrel, the spigot. Some wine will come out of that spigot. It's the same amount of wine, just coming out of two different walls. Okay? So a person has to realize that that's the case. But there's one caveat, and there's one thing, that a person has to realize it's laced in the Russian of him, whatever, in front of him. But he says it, like, inter alia him, he says the following thing. Ula acher mashehiktim, a person is going to try to do, betirdas hanefesh, lahaktim mashe'echer, to do something earlier than when it's supposed to be done. Abay riba, she'echer akarish baruch, abay risala. Ula acher mashehiktim, to make something later, but he's talking about everything has its time and place. Ula harbais mashehimit, and to make more what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was memayeh. Ulahanet mashihirbo, and to make less than what he was marbo. Mekin yoni ha'olam. Nibli sivev elkiyam mitzvah savaydosa v'kibol terosoi. Boring kiyam mitzvah savaydosa v'shashen and mekabdi mekabdi mekabdi. To try to do more. To be makdim what's supposed to be later. To be ma'akim what's supposed to be before. To make more what's supposed to be less. To make less what's supposed to be more. That's chalishis ha'akora v'amitas yitiyasa. That is a lack of recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's all-knowingness. you try to change what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been gazing. This sichlus and foolishness may help him to understand Toivus HaMahogosu. Sometimes a person goes and he says, he sees something's not going, it's gagish. It's just not happening. He's trying something, it just doesn't go. He's trying harder and harder and harder, banging his head against the wall. He doesn't realize, and he doesn't know what's going on, he doesn't realize, listen, there's a hamburger from my HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He knows what he's doing. And not only that, he knows what he's doing, and he knows what's happening, but he doesn't understand Toivus HaMahogosu. That in the Kalami, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided this is what's best for you. What's best for you is that it shouldn't work, whatever it is, whatever the marshal is. But I want to go back on a line he said. He said, all these things is a waste of energy, except Sabeid El Kiyum Mitzvahs Avodos HaKibul Teres. And I want to discuss just for the few moments that we have left. He said something unbelievable to me. Shir HaDvarim, you could work your head off. Whatever was Nigzer, at the end of the day, in the balance sheet, it was Nigzer. Correct? That's what we're coming out with over here. On a very elementary level, maybe not so elementary. But that's not true when it comes to Avodas Hashem. That's not true when it comes to feeling HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence when I daven. Learning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, having a better understanding of his Torah, it's not true. Because the harder you work at it, the more you'll understand. The harder you work at davening, the closer you'll feel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the exception to this rule. You can't force you can't do more than what ultimately is supposed to be. Right? You can't do more than what else is except when it comes to Avodas Hashem. Simply said, HaKol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Miyir HaShemayim. And we could discuss how many, how much Chazal is full of, and how many in our lives you see people. You see people who have limited capabilities. And they worked, and they worked, and they worked. They transcended their own nature. And we find people who had tremendous ability, and tremendous kaiches, and they fall out of it. You know that the Chavis always talks about, you know, sometimes you daven, and you don't feel anything. Sometimes you don't even feel like daven. Sometimes you feel you daven, you feel touched by Kodesh Baruch Hu. What's the pshat? The pshat is, from one of the pshat means, that this is a way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu paying you back for working for Avodas Hashem. You look for me, you'll find me. You've got to matzah satama. When a person works at his Avodas Hashem, and by the way, the whole world's very interesting. Very interesting. When it comes to parnasim, recognize work in the head of that work in the work. I don't really feel it today, you know, I'm not really feeling the learning today, I'm not really feeling the davening today. Like, that already, actually, you know, make it come to me, you know. If I'll have the feeling, I'll do it. These are things you have to work at. I think it's so simple to daven 3 times a day, the same exact words. And have real feeling for it. And have a real, that's work. That's an appointment that person has to do, right? And Parnassah, we know you're going to go after, you're going to go and you're going to kiss up to the boss and you're going to call this one, you're going to call that one, you're going to go this and that, you're going to run all over the world. And the truth is, at the end of the day, it's not going to matter what it would be. Whatever the Abisham was going to do. But there's one thing that all that toil works in. The person will sit there, the person wants to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person wants to work on his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person wants to work on his tefillah. He should learn and understand his tefillah. Read the words that we're saying. Try to put more energies into his learning. But come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Pasuk says, and he brings it out here very beautifully, that calls man va'es v'chokev, it's tachas ha'shamoy. What does it mean, tachas ha'shamoy? In the physical realm, everything is tachas ha'shamoy. Tachas ha'shamayim, v'chokev man va'es. Everything is in a rigid box. You're going to be a rich man, you'll be a rich man. Eis l'medes. There's going to be time, letters, you can jump in the, you can, barring tefillah without deserves. But the fact is, this is what's nigzah. There's a time to cry, it's nigzah, you're going to be crying at that time. There's a time to be joyous, you're going to be joyous at that time. That's all tachas ha'shamayim. L'mailim ha'shamayim is talking about relationship with God. It's avodas Hashem. It's l'mailim ha'shamayim, That's where a Yid can taka his toil. He can be, go beyond. He can come closer to a Kodesh Baruch Hu that way. And the truth is, this is the message of these weeks. The weeks, just the kitzur of the Aseret Makos, Eser Makos. It's a very fascinating thing. I'll just give you one more name. So I'm going to there are Aseret Makos, Nivra Ha'olam, and there are Eser Makos. You know that there's a correspondence between the Makos. What's the first Maka? What's the last Maka? Makos Bacharis. What does that mean? The firstborn child. What's the first minor? Bereshis, in the beginning. What's the second minor? Yehi? Yehi Ur. What's the second to the last Maka? Choshech. There's a correspondence. What's this correspondence? The correspondence is that there's the creation of the world, Tachas HaShemayim. The physical world. God puts everything into play. Teva. The world runs. But the Jewish people have to know that they live beyond Teva. They're above the heavens. That's why in the seventh Maka, in this last week's parasha, in Borod, what does Rashi tell us? A Kodesh Baruch Hu takes us, Moshe Rabbeinu, says, Neteyas Yadcha Al HaShemayim, stretch out your hand upon the heavens. Says Rashi, what's going to palm the heavens? Saying in Mitzrayim, how do you put your hand on the heavens? As he took Moshe and put him up above the Shemayim. And he said, God, put your hand down on the Shemayim. That is what the Makos were. The Makos were the recreation of the world for Klal Yisrael. That Klal Yisrael has to realize that they are the Oyvei Hashem. And the Oyvei Hashem realize that they're not Tachas HaShemayim. That's where our toil has to be. That's where our major effort in life has to be in our Avodas Hashem. And the truth is, this really goes back to another time in history where someone was brought L'mayla ben HaShemayim. Anybody remember where? Avraham Avinu. Parshas Lech Lecha. Yoytzei Yisrael Chutz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avraham Avinu outside. Rashi says, where did he take him? He showed him the stars. He says, Koyi Azaracha. He says, don't look at the astrology. Say me, it's Tagmina Shulcha. By Yoytzei Yisrael Chutz, he took him outside. Don't look at the stars. Avraham is back. In the stars, it says Avraham is not going to have a kid. Avraham, he's going to have a child. And then Rashi says, Hashem took Avraham Avinu out of the world, took him above the heavens. It says, Habet, look down. Look down at the stars. The star, right? Koyi Yezerata. I think these are the same Rashi's. The same Rashi that says, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Lubala Meshavayim and Baruch. Is the same Rashi that says, Avraham, your children, Koyi Yezerata, your children are going to be above the Shemayim. And how is that? Because Avram can become from Avram to Avraham. He can make himself better. He's mild himself, he's a different person, he's a different being. A person can transcend his nature. That's what the Chazal is telling us. The ishtadlus in life. True ishtadlus, where a person has to realize that he can make a difference. You can make a difference. Where can you make a difference? You can make a difference in the book when you stick around, in the spiritual life. To have this hashkafa and place our efforts and our shtadlus, our unending efforts, in our Avodas Hashem. Next week, we will go back to Tuesday night.